Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, snow mixed with rain can be expected throughout the afternoon and into the evening. Daytime high temperatures should reach 35 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Tonight, rain and snow becoming all snow after 8 p.m., a low around 31. Saturday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 49. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 30. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 57. And in the news for today, the list of retirements from the Wisconsin State Senate grew to 6 on Thursday, with 24-year veteran Senator Jerry Petrowski, a Republican from Marathon, announcing that he will not seek re-election. That is according to a report from this morning's Up North online news site. Petrowski is the third member of the GOP to announce plans not to seek another term, joining Senator Kathy Bernier from Chippewa Falls and Roger Roth from Appleton. Roth is running for lieutenant governor. The Democrats not returning are Minority Leader Janet Bewley from Mason, Senator Janice Ringhan from Evansville, and Senator John Erpenbach from West Point, who was elected to the Senate in 1999. Additionally, Senator Dale Kuyenga, a Republican from Brookfield, said this week he will not run again due to changes in his legislative district under new maps adopted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, assuming they are not overturned on appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Erpenbach was one of 14 Senate Democrats who left the state in 2011 in a failed attempt to block passage of then-Governor Scott Walker's collective bargaining law that became known as Act 10. He served as Senate Majority Leader from 2003 to 2005 and has been on the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee since 2015. That again, according to a report from Up North News. And from the La Crosse Tribune comes this report that Wisconsin's longest-serving Secretary of State, Doug La Follette, will be seeking his 11th consecutive term this fall as he looks to stave off a GOP push to claim the largely powerless office and transfer into it power over state elections. The legislature has already stripped much of the Secretary of State's powers over the years. However, several Republicans have viewed the seat as an opportunity to put in place more controls over the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission, an agency that has faced mounting criticism from Republicans over how it handled the 2020 election, despite no evidence of widespread fraud, the Tribune article stated. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.